Hey, welcome to section 119.
Changing it up.
Oh, yes. Throwing a curveball. Welcome to the section 119 National Football Podcast. I'm Daniel Hansen.
I'm Trevor Porath.
And I am Jaden Johnson. Today, we've got all kinds of juicy football stuff for you. I guess you could call it juicy. We're going to talk about college football. Starting off, talk about what's going on in the top 25, who's moved, who's right where they should be, who's too low. We'll talk a little bit about the playoff picture and how that's looking, and move on to the NFL, where we're going to talk about some underrated teams, some overrated teams, and talk about what we got coming up for the week. So starting off, I mean, college football, it wasn't like a super crazy week or anything. Like, there wasn't any huge shockers or upsets or anything, in my eyes at least.
It pretty much held the status quo. But, I mean, every week the AP poll comes out and there's something different, something that's just weird.
Well, and you know what? Like, we're to the point in the season where usually, like, up to this point, we haven't had all that much great stuff. And, like, all the really good games start about now. This season we've already had all kinds of crazy good games, and so, like, I'm that much more excited for the second half of the season.
Yeah, I think now we kind of already have a good feeling of who the best teams in the nation are. But I have a question to start off, and this one really surprised me. Why did Michigan and Clemson switch spots in the poll?
Well, I mean, Michigan had a really big win.
Did they play this past
week? They played Wisconsin.
Was that this past week? Oh, wow.
Wasn't it?
No, because Wisconsin played a
Ohio State. That was the week before, huh?
I think Michigan might have actually been on a bye.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. No, Michigan, yeah, they were on a bye. That was actually 2 weeks ago. My clock's all off. There was that, I mean, because there was that big 10 game with Ohio State and Wisconsin. That's what I was thinking of. Yeah, that's a good question. I don't know why they would have jumped up.
Like, granted, I think Michigan might be the better team, and they've looked better throughout the season.
I mean, I would have had them at 3 the week before.
But that was one thing that really just kind of caught my eye in the poll this week.
Yeah, well, I mean, Clemson, they were on a bye week too. No, I'm sorry. They were on a bye the week before. They beat North Carolina State. So, yeah.
Granted, they didn't look
terrific. It was a 7-point game.
In overtime, even.
I don't get it.
Yeah, I don't get a lot of the AP poll, though. I mean,
the good thing is it doesn't even matter.
True that. Thank goodness for the playoff.
So, Trevor, you see anything in there that kind of caught your eye in the top 25?
Not really. I was too busy having to do stuff for rugby this weekend, so I didn't really see any college football this week.
Yeah, it's all good. I mean, because you were at the rugby field all day.
Yeah.
And then volleyball at night.
And women's, and then straight to volleyball, so I don't really see much college football this weekend.
Yeah, that is fair. I mean, the big movers in the poll this week, there really wasn't a ton of movement, especially compared to the week before. West Virginia jumped up from 20 up to 12, so that's an enormous jump. Florida from 18 up to 15.
Tennessee dropped 9 spots.
Tennessee dropped 9 spots, which, I mean, should have been more. Arkansas jumped up 22 to 17. Really not a ton of movement other than that. Western Michigan from 24 up to 20, and Ole Miss from 12 down to 23.
Yeah, a couple of teams like moved like one or two spots because like Tennessee dropped and stuff like that, and Ole Miss dropped.
So looking at the polls, we like to do talk about which teams are rated too high, which teams are too low, and which teams you think are just right. So anybody that you think, Daniel, is too high? I don't know if I want to ask you this, because last week you said too low was Virginia Tech, and where are they now?
Oh, very low. That one. So maybe I should pick a team I want to lose.
I won't hold that against you.
This week. I don't know. There's a couple teams in there. The SEC has 8 teams.
Yeah, way too many.
I'd honestly just say the SEC is too high, because the only team I really believe in there is Alabama. I'm not even completely sold on Texas A&M yet, to be honest.
I mean, yeah, given that they've only got 3 in the top 15, which is low for the SEC, but between like 15 and 25, There is
every other team.
You got Florida, you got Arkansas, you got Tennessee, you got Auburn, you got Ole Miss, LSU. That's crazy to me. That's, I mean, no way. Yeah. Especially with the week off season. I mean, not off season, the week out of conference season that the SEC had. Like, their justification is like, oh, this team's good because they beat Florida. Okay, well, why is Florida good? Like, what do we know here? Like, come on.
It doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me why the SEC's gotten that much love. You look at some of the teams that are out. I mean, Miami lost on a block deep, like, extra point, and they were ranked, like, 20th or something like that.
Yeah.
And they lost to Florida State, which, I mean, I don't see why they're out of the polls ahead of, like, Ole Miss. But then you got, like, Oklahoma State, Washington State, South Florida's got a good team. I don't know why the SEC's up there. So I would just say too high, SEC in general.
Yeah. The first one that catches my eye is Florida State. I think that they've been overrated this entire year, probably just because many viewed them as a playoff team. I know, like, I saw many that even had them winning the playoff, and so they've been a bit of a letdown, but, like, that doesn't, to me, I just think you got to look at what the team has done. And to have Florida State at number 13, when they've got losses to Louisville and North Carolina, I mean, given Louisville's a good team, North Carolina's not a bad team, but that's like bottom of the top 25 to me. I mean, given they got a few nice wins in there. They beat Miami, like you were just talking about. They beat Ole Miss. Like, that's entirely too high. I'd have them 10 spots down, maybe more.
Yeah, that's the reason I love the playoff selection polls or whatever that come out. It's because they wait for stuff to actually happen.
Yeah.
Because, like, you look at the polls.
I think we only got two more weeks for those.
Yeah, they're coming soon. Like, Florida State, 5-2, I think that's, like, the same record as Wake Forest, pretty much, in the ACC. But the only reason Wake Forest isn't ranked is because Florida State started the season at, like, number 3. And then they just...
And they're
had a
Florida
massive
State.
Cushion.
Exactly.
Wake Forest, even though, I mean, granted, they weren't, well, even then, they haven't beaten anybody, but neither is Florida State, to be honest. I mean, they beat Ole Miss. That's it.
Speaking of Ole Miss, Miami, they beat Miami.
I think their Ole Miss is ranked a little too high. Why are you 3-3 in the top in the top 25?
Yeah, don't even start me on that.
Yeah,
like, unless you've beat your three losses are 1, 2, and 3, and your wins are like 4, 5, and 6, maybe.
Yeah, you got top five losses, and you got three of those. Yeah. That's one thing, but
yeah. Granted, I mean, I think their losses to Alabama, Florida State, and I think Arkansas. So I mean, they're not terrible losses, but I mean,
yeah. But I think you're 3-3. You're 500, 6 games into the season. You're not a top 25 team. I mean, sorry.
The biggest argument I have is just the people behind them. I'd much rather see Navy, of course, in front of them. Heck, LSU's only 4-2. You still got Oklahoma State.
I'd put LSU ahead of them, no question. And I, you know, I'm not sold on LSU either. But there's no love for the smaller, for the group of five or for the lower Power Five teams. I mean, you know, you got Western Michigan, who's 7-0. You're going to tell me that they should be below a 5-2 Tennessee team? Yeah, I don't know.
It's tough just because in West Michigan, like we talked about them last week, they haven't played a ton of people.
Yeah, no, I mean, they're playing powder puffs, but they've won every game that they've been told to play.
I think here, Tennessee lost 49-10 at Alabama. Can Western Michigan put up as good a fight as that? I could see them maybe being closer. I could also see them being blown out by even more. But it's really tough. I mean, I don't envy the pollster's job at all, to be honest with this. But.
No. Okay, so I mean, top 25 gives us a good picture of what's been going on. But looking forward, right now Alabama's number one. They've been number one since the preseason and probably since the last game of last year. Everybody, you know, there's been like one idiot who votes Michigan as number one every time. I mean, I guess I can't argue him on it because Michigan's a really good team, but it's pretty much unanimous that Alabama's the number one team on pretty much every poll. Do you see them losing a game this year, regular season, SEC championship, or postseason? Do you see them losing at all to anybody?
The only teams that have a chance is Ohio State and Michigan, and maybe Clemson or Louisville. I don't think anybody else has a shot with Alabama this year.
In the playoffs, I think they can lose one because you know, playing the top four teams are there. But in conference, I don't think that's going to happen.
No. I said before the season, and you guys were there, and if I doubt it's documented, but you can go back and look. Forever ago, I said that I think that this is the best Alabama team that we've seen in years, which is saying something, talking about multiple national championships and undefeated seasons and whatnot. I really I don't even think that they lose in the playoff, to be honest. But the teams I do see giving them a fight, I don't see Clemson giving them much of a fight. I think Michigan, with their defense, could give them a pretty good fight. Maybe Ohio State. That's about it to me.
I'd include Louisville in there just because of Lamar Jackson. Louisville,
okay, I'll agree with that.
Alabama's one problem that they've had over the years is mobile quarterbacks. I mean, you look like last year they struggled against JT Barrett and Ohio State's trio of quarterbacks. And like Jameis Winston down at Florida State, they kind of struggled with when they played them. Apart from those four teams, Louisville, Clemson, Ohio State, Michigan, I just don't see anybody hanging with them for four quarters. But
yeah, so I mean, talking about playoff, here's an interesting discussion that I've seen around the Twitterverse and around college football. I mean, if Boise State, a team that we're all pretty familiar with, being here in Mountain West country, if Boise State wins out, do they have any shot right now? So what now? They're sitting at.
They're sitting at like
14. They're 14 right now in the AP poll.
Yeah, I think they're 6-0.
Yeah, they're 6-0. If they went out, do you see them getting playoff consideration?
Consideration, yes. Unless every other team above them loses at least two games, you can't really put them in. I mean, right now you look at the playoff, ACC is probably guaranteed a spot with Clemson or Louisville. SEC is probably guaranteed a spot because it's going to be Alabama. And Big Ten is probably guaranteed a spot because they got Nebraska, Michigan, and Ohio State still undefeated. That leaves only one more spot left to either undefeated Washington or an undefeated Big 12 team if Baylor or West Virginia survives.
If they're undefeated.
Yeah. So, I mean, they need a lot of help if they even want a chance.
I think even a one-loss Washington would beat a undefeated Boise.
Yeah. I mean, they seriously have to hope that multiple teams lose twice. Which, at this point in the season, I'm not sure you can hope for Washington losing twice or Clemson losing twice. So
no, I don't see anybody really building an argument that the Boise State will get in. Should they? Yeah, because we should have an 18 playoff or more. We won't talk about that. But I really think that Boise State could hang in there with the big boys. They've done it multiple times. I mean, if history shows us anything, it's that, yeah, they deserve a shot. They should be able to go out and compete and show what they're worth. But it's not going to happen.
At the same time, we just said nobody else has a shot against Alabama. So, I mean.
No, I didn't say Alabama.
Well, yeah, no. But, like, looking at the playoff to include Boise State in that, when we've all said that the only people who have a shot with Alabama is, like, three or four teams, to think that Boise State should belong in that conversation right now, at least this season, I'm not sure you can.
I'm not going to say they belong in the top four, but they belong in a playoff because, like I said, it should have more teams.
If they did get in, it would be at the number four spot against none other than
going
Alabama.
Up against Alabama.
So,
yeah. I mean, yeah, Fiesta Bowl, here we come.
Yeah.
Most likely, as long as they went out.
Or is that one of the playoff games?
I'm actually not sure this year.
I'm not really sure. I'd have to look, but.
Whatever.
Let's go from the top, the cream of the crop, down to the cellar dwellers, the bottom feeders of college football. It's time for Eat the Cupcake of the Week.
Yeah, if you've ever listened to this show before, you're probably familiar with Eat the Cupcake. It is a fun little segment we like to do where we look at the biggest underdogs of the week, looking at 20-point or more underdogs. Which some weeks, you know, there's only three or four. Some weeks, like this week, we have a vast selection to choose from. It was almost hard to choose.
But we look at them, and we somehow convince ourselves that one of those 20-point underdogs or more is actually going to win this game. We put $1 into the pot for each of us, and we just pray that Kansas maybe wins a game or something.
And once that happens, the winner takes home the pot. The first week we did this, Trevor took home the pot. And since then, we've gone 4 weeks straight right now with no winner. So the winner's going to get a whole $12 if one of their teams wins this week.
That's like two meals at McDonald's for me.
So I'll just go through real quick. Who do each of you have?
I went with Purdue over Nebraska.
You think they actually have a shot?
I picked them.
That doesn't always mean anything.
I am the only one that's ever won this, so.
All right, all right.
That is a very good point.
And you've been close a couple of times. Yeah. Daniel, who you got?
I've actually got NC State over Louisville. It's probably not going to happen. None of these are probably going to happen, though. But NC State's probably the best team on the 20-point underdog side of this week. And they gave up a good fight against Clemson on the road last week, so we'll see.
Yeah, and I've got the only team on here that's actually going to win. That is Buffalo over Northern Illinois.
I'm going to tell Derek.
Oh, you tell him. You know what? Northern Illinois is garbage.
He'd probably agree
Buffalo
with you,
is garbage. Buffalo is garbage. Don't get me wrong. We're talking about a 1-5 team versus a 1-6 team, and it's a 20-point differential. Northern Illinois is going to choke this one away like they always do. So, go Bulls? Is it Buffalo?
I think it's Bulls. Yeah, but
anyway.
That's just a competition who's going to choke the most.
So, talking about teams that actually matter, the NFL, man. NFL's great. There's been a lot of controversy this year in the NFL.
It's been an eventful first 6 weeks.
Yeah, a lot of teams that people thought were going to do really well that aren't doing well. A lot of teams that people thought were going to be garbage that are surprising everyone. So, in that sense, it's been a great season for the NFL.
Despite what their ratings say.
Yeah, yeah. So, I'm going to ask this. Looking at the NFL as a whole, out of all the players in there, who do you hate the most and why?
Just players or anybody associated with
you know what?
The
NFL? Let's say you could choose a coach or an owner or a commissioner. Anybody.
Who are you talking about with commissioner?
I said a commissioner. Any NFL figure. Who do you hate the most?
I probably should say a commissioner, but that guy's got too much power. He probably could have me killed before this podcast even gets on the air. So we're going to go back around to some of the players. I'll leave Odell Beckham to you because I know you've got some fire you want to spill towards him. I'm going to say Jerry Jones, owner of the Cowboys.
Yeah, no, I can't fight you on that.
So I lied. I'm not going back to the players because I just thought of Jerry Jones.
Think of something.
Sorry.
What a Class A scumbag.
Yeah, Class A scumbag, just like Jerry Jones.
I was talking about Jerry Jones.
Oh, okay. Good point. I thought you were talking about me.
Well, that too.
It applies to both people.
If you were in the NFL, we'd have a different conversation.
Oh, harsh, man. But Jerry Jones, like, freaking rich guy. He owns the Cowboys. He doesn't know crap about football. Yet every single week we hear some stupid saying or some stupid quote from him. I know about football. This is what we're going to do. And yet people wonder why the Cowboys always underachieve.
Hey, I mean, you might be talking about this the wrong time because I don't know if you've been watching, but the Cowboys are doing pretty good this year.
Yeah, they're doing good because he finally had to let Tony Romo onto the sidelines.
Yeah, I'll say this. It's not because of Jerry Jones. It's in spite of him.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was just about to say that the reason why I was going to bring up Jerry Jones is because he's saying that we will start Tony Romo, but why are you going to break up a chemistry with somebody that is 5-1?
I know another reason why you hate Jerry Jones right now.
Oh, that has nothing to do with it. I'm just talking about the
why would you break up that chemistry? Yeah,
I just saw a couple quotes actually today. Jerry Jones actually went against that. Like 2 days ago, he said that. Apparently today, he's very non-committal about Tony Romo and Dak Prescott and whatever he's doing there.
Yeah, but he can do what he wants. I don't care. I hope the Cowboys stay bad.
But either way, who cares what the owner thinks? I mean, the reason like you have other owners like Robert Kraft for the Patriots are so good is because they don't do crap with football. They just give it up to Bill Belichick and the people who know what they're doing. Yeah.
If he were just writing the paychecks, he'd be the best owner out there.
Exactly.
Because he got the biggest wallet.
I mean, you think of best owners in sports like Robert Kraft, I would say, I was about to say Mark Cuban, but that's definitely not true. Though he does pay a lot of money for stuff to happen. Maybe the guy from Golden State. They're good because they don't mingle with the sports decisions. They just let other people do it.
Or stand up for domestic abuse. Trevor, who you got?
Well, Dagger.
Who's your least favorite figure?
Or second least favorite, because apparently I took yours.
I just have to go with, I don't know. That's a hard one, because I just didn't have to start to think on the spot. And then let's go perfect, I guess.
Nothing wrong with that, man. He's a...
Just doing stuff like almost every week that's unsportsmanlike, doing stuff after the play, stomping on people's, ankles, legs, everything, it's just being crazy.
Yeah, to me, there's nothing wrong with being unsportsmanlike in like smack talk and like...
Yeah, but like we're not talking about like bar on the pile, like giving somebody a noogie in the ribs or something like that. We're talking about...
in the ribs?
I don't know what they do at the bottom of the pile. I've never been there, but...
That's what
noogie,
he says.
Noogie.
I'll just let that one slide.
He does have a mistweet earlier.
Yeah, don't pay attention to anything that they say. But like with Perfect, we're not talking about anything like that's just like let it. That is a one-time only thing. This is like Trevor said, like a weekly thing. I'm gonna just like impale this wide receiver in the head, or I'm gonna stomp on LeGarrette Blount's legs, like. The guy's scum, to be honest.
Speaking of scumbags that take cheap shots long after the play has ended, my least favorite player or figure is Odell Beckham Jr.
Why do you say that, Jaden?
I just hate the guy. I gotta be honest. He's one heck of a receiver. I can't even deny that. There's no doubt he's one of the top five receivers in the league.
But his hair is awful.
His hair is probably bottom one in the league. To me, he's the kind of guy that like it's so frustrating to watch him. For me, it's frustration because he is amazingly talented. He's got so much speed, so much talent at the wide receiver position, and so much potential. And then he just wastes so much of it by letting his emotions get the best of him during games, and just whether it's like a late cheap shot on Josh Norman, or whether it's his multiple 15 yards stupid penalties that he should never have, and whether it's like a freaking out on the sideline and throwing a temper tantrum like a 4-year-old, the dude just needs to grow up, and he could easily be one of the greats the NFL has ever seen. If he doesn't, teams aren't going to put up with him, and he's gonna make a waste of a potentially great career. So that's it for me. It's frustrating to watch him.
Thing I hate most with him, honestly, is the one-handed catches. In game, it's great. I mean, do anything you can to catch the ball, but it's kind of evolved now into like that's his entire pregame routine. He's like the Steph Curry of the NFL, not really doing anything like that's actually preparing you for the game. He's just doing a shot from the tunnel or whatever that's looks cool. I mean, he's just annoying.
Yeah. Like, yeah. I mean, okay, so moving on from players. And talking a little bit more about the teams and what's been going on. I saw something on Twitter today about the current, like if the season ended today, what the playoff picture would look like. And it kind of got me thinking, like, which of those teams do you think is most likely to not make the playoffs? A team that looks good right now, but you think is going to crumble and won't even be in the playoff picture. Anybody come to mind for that?
I'm going to surprise both of you. I'm thinking the Green Bay Packers right now.
I think so.
Because they just sent Sam Shields to the IR for concussion.
And it should be noted, Trevor is a Packers fan, so this is significant.
And James Starks is going to be out for a couple weeks. I just got text from ESPN about Lacy being out this Thursday. So
what happened to Lacy?
Ankle.
Yeah, that's why they traded for Niles Davis.
Yes, I'm going to say they're pretty much going to be starting.
Finished the game last week.
Yeah, but sometimes that adrenaline can get you.
I gotcha.
But then, as I was getting to Niles Davis that they trade for, the Chiefs going to have to go in and start, and on his first day, in first game, which is like 2 days away, less than 2 days, and so he doesn't really know the system very well. And so that's going to make them have to dumb down for the Bears. If they keep getting hurt and Aaron Rodgers not in his top, so.
I'd say one thing against that, Aaron Rodgers is still a good quarterback. He's not played like it this year, for sure. But if there's anything that could possibly flip the switch for him and turn him back to 2 years ago, maybe, it'd be everyone else just falling around him and him just having to play absolutely out of his mind. Not saying that's going to happen, but I sure hope so, because I'd love to see Aaron Rodgers be 2 years ago Aaron Rodgers again.
Yeah. No, I'm actually going to disagree with you. I think that the Packers make it in. I still think they got a real good shot to win the division, even as well as Minnesota is playing. But, you know, even if not, as a wild card. I don't know. I mean, looking at the schedule, or I mean, looking at the playoff picture, I'd say the biggest team that I think is probably not going to be in the playoffs is the Broncos. I think that the Broncos are, you know, they got a decent squad. They're not a basement dweller. They're not a bad team. But I do think that in that packed AFC West, I don't think they're going to be able to get enough wins in that division. And I don't think that they're going to be able to get quite enough. They'll be right on the bubble, in my opinion, because I feel like the Chiefs, are going to win that division. And then you've also got Oakland in there, who's playing some pretty good football, not last week, but overall this season, they're a decent team. And then you got San Diego, who you can't write. I mean, you can write them off as a playoff team, but they're in every game that they play. And I think that, you know, they're going to pull some upsets in that division too. So I'd say the Broncos.
Yeah, I was kind of thinking that too. There's a couple teams around the league you can also say. I mean, you could kind of cop out and say like the Texans, because anybody in that division could win that because they're all just so terrible in the AFC South.
Yeah, that's true, except for the Colts.
Yeah, even the Colts are not that really that great. I mean, they got Andrew Luck. They got
no, except else. For the Colts, they don't have a chance to.
Oh, okay, I get what you're saying. Yeah, that.
In my eyes, they got a really tough schedule left.
They do, but it's also like
six games.
It's also either that or Titans or Jaguars. So that division's a mess. So anybody there could just miss the playoffs, to be honest. But I'm going to actually go over to the NFC. I'm going to give two teams here that I think could break down over the second half of the season that are really surprising. One is the Cowboys, which is somewhat surprising because they have looked good. I think the Tony Romo and Dak Prescott situation is going to kind of cause the team a little bit there. I mean, even if they do stick with Dak Prescott, just the media attention and the problems that's going to create having a guy like Tony Romo become a backup, it'd be really tough. Other one, though, that is even more surprising, the Seahawks, actually. I'm kind of thinking about.
No.
Major hawk take.
I don't think so.
But if the Seahawks, I mean, they've
had. I'll fight you.
Come on, fight me. I mean, they didn't look too great against the Falcons. If it wasn't for that non-pass interference call, they very well could have lost that game. Offensive line has a bunch of issues. If the Cardinals put their crap together, which it looked like they were starting to do this past week, that division is not out of reach. And
yeah, but even if they don't win it, I think they could get in with a wild card.
They could, and they very well might.
This week's game is going to have a lot of say in that, because the Cardinals and the Seahawks play each other.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not saying the Seahawks are going to lose, but I mean, if there's a team that should be on edge that we haven't talked about, I would say the Seahawks might be careful.
Okay, so really quickly, just going around, a team that everyone's too quick to write off.
Cardinals.
I mean, that's fair. Yeah,
a little bit less so now that they won pretty convincingly, but
that's definitely.
They're still only 3-3. A lot of people don't think so.
Can't argue that. What do you think, Trevor? You got anybody in mind?
I'll go a twofer.
I'm gonna go with the Lions.
Think so.
They started 0-3, and now they're 3-3.
That's true. I mean, yeah, they're starting to turn around for sure. I was going to say the Cardinals, but I don't know. I don't know if people are really writing these guys off, but I'll say the Chiefs. They had that really ugly loss a few weeks ago where they lost by like 30 points. Who was that? I don't even remember.
They lost to the Steelers.
That's what it was. It was on like Thursday Night Football or something. They got killed by the Steelers, but I think people are writing them off too quick. I mean, last week this is a team that started 1-6, and still like they're a very good second half team. They're going to make a big push again. That's about all the time we got.
So, quick twofer, because I wanted this to be on record. Cincinnati Bengals. They're 2-4. They've had some tough games. But now the Steelers are without Ben Roethlisberger for who knows how long, and the Ravens definitely don't look like they're going to maintain their pace that they set earlier. Just want to get that on record.
I mean, I guess that's a hot take.
They're 2-4.
I wouldn't argue with it. I think they got a real good shot to turn things around too. So that's fair. Anyway, just wrapping things up. We're going to be continue to do this podcast, this football only podcast, throughout the rest of the season and maybe even beyond. So thanks for tuning in, and please tune in future weeks as well. This week we've also got an Aggie Sports podcast you may have seen. We're also going to have MLB and MLS combined podcast, talk a little bit about the playoff scenarios there. And we're also later this week going to be recording a basketball preview for the NBA. So again, thanks for listening. You can find us on Twitter at 119 Sports. We'll always have our most recent episodes posted on there, as well as any other things we decide to tweet or retweet. So thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you next week.